A.J. Woods, vocals, guitar, and harp. Alex McMahon on dobro and banjo. Greg Williams on snare drum, percussion, and toys. Meredith Wilder on vocals. So if those names sound familiar, yes, A.J. Woods with backing band Wildwood. Let's get right into the studio earlier this week and hear what they had to bring us. And then we'll talk to the musicians down the line.
This is a song called The Water. One way in one direction, and it ain't of my friend. Enter and you don't come back no more. And water doesn't hold you now, and it is drifting, and now your grip is tighter on the wind than it's ever. Mother Nature said, meet my demands, and she commands you, and with a hand move, reduce to the dust in the ocean. Slide of touch, and there is none such, and from a blood rush, now you know the games, and they don't mean much. And it's why the devil said, one way in, one direction, and it ain't of my friend. Enter and you don't come back.
Thank you.
I feel the fence and the boundaries surrounding and do you feel everything and nothingness and down into your body and into your bones? Won't you give up in your name and soul owner and keeper of my gaze and possessor and of my fate? Do you feel everything and nothingness and down into your body and into your bones? I know you'll make something fine done in passing time. Done and feeling fine, and it's done in being alive. And I feel the fence and the boundaries surrounding. Do you feel everything and nothingness down into your body and into your bones?
This song's called Against the Wind. Every man for himself. Take a look, a of this slow fango, where the sun sheds its honey beams into a broad sky. Down on the low, how the dreams, and you thought they'd fall under the shade that you made when roots sprang from your heels and destined for the clay.
We're here with Wildwood, the backing band Wildwood. I never thought I'd say that. backing veteran songwriter, who's probably the youngest person in the room, AJ Woods. Now, there's an event that's attached to this, but AJ Woods, you've been at this a while. I guess I met you and forgot you.
That's okay.
And for the next 5 years, I've been seeing your name everywhere. You've been playing with these guys. You've been playing solo. You've been working in support of other people. But the event we're here to talk about is kind of a new launch for the four of you as Traveling Concern. Can you tell us a little bit about how that came together and what's going to happen?
Yeah. AJ, do you want to...
No,
okay, here. So I think it was about a month ago, I just kind of was sitting at home, realized that I wanted to get out on the road and I wanted to do some music, and AJ was looking for a reason to quit his job, so I figured that Wildwood wouldn't have to go just as a one show thing, and asked him if he would be free, and we just started booking a few weeks ago, and now we're going to have a Midwest tour. Yeah,
this is really unfair. This sounds way too easy.
It hasn't been that easy. But we've got friends all over the place. So it started with a friend of ours who actually got Wildwood our first show ever, who lives in Iowa now, and we're gonna play a show at this great venue, Roz Talks, in Rock Island, Illinois, right outside of Iowa, and then do a day trotter session. So.
Well, a day trotter session was what?
It's been around since the 90s. Alex knows more about it than anyone else.
Is that a handoff?
Yes. Go ahead.
It's a small studio, and they kind of cater to people that are on the road. So they get people to come in and play, you know, four or five songs. And then they put it on their website, or they'll, you know, print it. They do vinyl and they do all kinds of stuff. But at the very least, it's an opportunity. We'll go in. It's very laid back. They like to record everything live. They have like every weird keyboard you could imagine, the exception of a Mellotron. I don't think they have a Mellotron, but everything else, I think they have. So it'll be a lot of. I'm sure all of us will take turns making scary synthesizer sounds.
Okay, so thing. So I suspect when you come back from this tour, instead of being able to play four instruments each, you'll be able to play about 12.
That'd be nice.
At this point,
that's the whole goal.
Now to launch this, you're having a celebration, just sort of a dual concert to like kick it out here. And then you're off for however many weeks. When is the get together show or the launch show? Or
the whatever? Tour kickoff.
The tour kickoff show
is on August 20th, Thursday, August 20th, at the Mountain. So it's kind of a newer venue. It's a house turned concert venue.
Yeah, it's called the Mountain Dojo, and it used to be a tile factory. It's on. Broadway and Mountain, just a little bit east of Broadway, north side of the street. Yeah.
Okay, so it's an introduction. It's an introduction to a new venue for a lot of people.
Probably
get a chance if they get a chance to go. So AJ, I don't know how you've worked with other people, but I know that all the members of Wildwood have been able to welcome other musicians into the trio, expand the trio, but also jump off into so many different other ensembles over the last two or three years. It's kind of astonishing. Given where the A.J. Wood songs are coming from and where the Wildwood songs are coming from, how are you thinking of melding the two sensibilities, or are you going to have like this divide between one and the other?
I guess we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know that we've given it that much conscious thought, just sort of seeing how we feel.
Yeah, if we have to fill a super long set on the tour, then maybe we'll just split it into two completely different ones. If we don't have that much time, we could mix them together.
I'm just waiting for the moment that we just start playing a song that we've never played before, like all at the same time, which I know will happen.
Definitely.
Now, the studio work, the other side was the Wildwood record, which is number 2.5 or 3.5. I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
It came out a little more than a year ago. But there are two others that have been rumored to be going on, and one is the new Wildwood material, which is maybe way, way in the future. Mm-hmm. But the other one is the tribute album, which I know that you've been sort of wanting to do and really wanting to direct your energies towards. Where is that at now?
I think we have six songs. One of them's a duplicate. We did it was probably the first big sad guy song that we started playing. We did a very stripped down acoustic one, and then we did like a, I don't know, almost like a Black Flag Misfits.
It was so fun.
Kind of a, I don't know, a rock version of it. So I think we're just letting other ideas stew, and we're just going to do some more of John Eric Johnson songs and sort of see what happens.
Well, this song's called Sore, and I mean, I like for it to be about what the listener wants it to be about, but I kind of wrote it about this experience that I had when I was in middle school and accidentally burned down my friend's house with my friends. Three young men accidentally burned the place down, and yeah, it was a total loss. The entire house burned down, and it was on the way to the middle school that we all went to, so everybody, you know, would drive by the house on their way to school in the morning. And so everybody, you know, at school knew that we had done this. We were sixth graders. And, yeah, we were just, like, playing with fire in the house, and what do you know? The carpet caught on fire, and by the time we realized it, it was just pretty far gone. And, it's a long story, but that's the gist of it. And this is a song called Sore. Swept down, down in this town once more. A smoke poured black as in from space in the sliding glass door. How it soars, my memory. Dogs knew.